by God's grace, I actually had the experience of contemplating his attributes, looking at scripture, reading some of my favorite books then and still now on the attributes of God, A.W. Tozer's The Knowledge of the Holy, J.I. Packer's Knowing God, books that talk about God. My wife has been writing some Bible study lessons related to God's attributes. And, you know, that was huge to me, just to contemplate the fact that God is indeed just. We entrust ourselves to him who judges justly, shall not the judge of all the earth do right. And, you know, in the Psalms, David and other psalmists cry out to God, Lord, where is your justice? And so God, it's fine with God for us to ask the question. I mean, his inspired word asks the question. So obviously it's fine for us to ask the question. I think where we make the mistake is when we fail to listen to his word for the answers. We need to put our ears, so to speak, to God's word and allow it to dictate our understanding of the events around us. Now, we don't always understand, but that's okay. You know, that which is not understandable to us can either be a source of disappointment and frustration, or it can be a source of worship and wonder. And we really found ourselves worshiping God in some of the most difficult trials in life that we've faced, and many others have had that very experience.